Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. The episode you're about to listen to was originally released in 2018, when life and my recording equipment was a lot simpler. It's been fixed up best it can and is being re-released as we wait for lockdowns to lift. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Humanity's Last Hope.
Hello, I'm Katie Forster, and welcome to In Deep. A diplomatic furor has broken out between the US and the continent of Africa. Over 45 African nations signed off on a statement that they would not accept US refugees in the event of a natural disaster. It comes in the wake of a warning from experts that an anticipated volcanic eruption at the Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming could leave millions dead, displaced, or without access to health services or running water. In the studio with us today is Paul Featherstone, a former ambassador to Kenya and an expert on African relations. Paul, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Katie.
There's no question that there is some pretty strong wording in the statement, and it's fair to say that it has diplomats and politicians alike up in arms.
That's right, Katie. It is an unusually surly statement.
Let me read out one of the more controversial passages. We do not want Americans in Africa. They are a violent, unpredictable people. There are millions of them in jail, more than any country in the world. They love guns and they love killing people with them. We do not need these sort of people. Africa does not want them here. The US is understandably upset about this.
Absolutely. Many American politicians have gone on the attack. Some have said that it shows a profound lack of empathy from Africa to reject fellow human beings who may be in distress and needing aid from other nations. Others have said things like,
"Be careful now, we're pre-watershed."
Yes, precisely. Some have met harsh diplomacy with no diplomacy at all.
It's been suggested that this is a form of political revenge, that the African nations who have signed off on the statement wish to send a message about the US's past humanitarian failures and current immigration policy. Do you think there is any truth to this?
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, can you blame them?
Humanity's reign on Earth has ended. A cataclysmic volcanic eruption has thrown the world into darkness. The triumphs of mankind lie smothered in ash. Life itself driven to the brink of extinction. But not all have perished. On the distant planet of Mars, a desperate band of Earthlings struggle onward. They are far from home and far from safe. They are humanity's last hope.
And so we commit their bodies to the soil of Mars. And where there are no bodies to commit, we raise our spirits in love and hope that their souls may forever roam the vast beauty of space, ever peaceful and ever free.
Well, that's really quite lovely, Ben.
Thanks, Andrea.
Did you write it?
What are you implying?
Nothing. Sorry. It was beautiful.
Nah, I made Kelsey write it. Funeral's a hokey, if you ask me.
Sorry to have imposed it on you.
Apology accepted, Andrea.
All right, Simon. You can bury them.
Roger that.
And so we say goodbye to our American counterparts. Indeed. I'm so pleased everyone took my suggestion on board and built their own shrines for their loved ones.
And by shrines, you mean pile of arbitrarily selected rocks, right?
It was a great suggestion, Kelsey.
Thank you, Andrea. I'm a little surprised that you made one, Ben.
Why's that?
You said you found funerals hokey.
That's right, I did, didn't I? Well, my pile of rocks is not for anyone, really. Mine is for me.
I don't understand.
It's a symbolic gesture. A testament to my nihilistic sensibilities. This way, when I eventually die of, malnutrition, dysentery, you'll have a place to come and fuel your feelings of futility.
Oh,
Kelsey, you've got quite a few.
Yes, Mum and Dad, of course, and my brothers, and my Nana. And this little one is for Pooch, my Mum's English Springer Spaniel. And the rest are for my aunts, uncles, and cousins.
Aw, that's really sweet.
Who's yours for?
Just my mum.
But nothing for your father? Didn't he inspire you to become an astronaut?
Inspire isn't quite the word.
Oh. What about a partner?
Like a boyfriend?
Yes. Or whatever kind of partner you're into.
No.
What about that professor guy? What was his name?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Bernard.
Bernard. Professor Remy Bernard.
Who is?
He was my mentor during my first PhD.
The one who dumped you after accusations of academic nepotism?
How do you know this?
Don't know. Grapevine?
Well, thank you. Yes, that's the one. Years ago, he certainly doesn't need a whatever you call it.
Shrine?
Yeah, that. Simon, good work with the dozer.
It wasn't difficult. I'm not incompetent.
I didn't say you were, Simon.
Yeah, well, leave me alone.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I like your shrine, Simon. The way you've laid it out, like a broken heart. Who's it for?
Rosemary, of course.
Oh, of course.
She was a great woman.
Of course she was.
I don't know what I'm going to do without her.
It's going to be hard, Simon, but we're here for you.
Really? It doesn't feel like it. It feels like I'm out here alone. Alone! Oh, Rosemary, what?
Did you turn his radio off?
Yes, well, it seemed intrusive to listen.
Oh.
Let's get indoors. You coming, Simon?
Oh, Rosemary, what?
Great, come on, let's go. I could do with a drink.
I could definitely do with a tea.
Sure, a tea. That's what I meant.
Repressurization complete. Airlock opening.
Thank you, Kylie.
You are welcome, Dr. Shepherd.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel much better.
Sure.
I feel good to begin.
I don't.
What can we do to help, Simon?
You can try and not choke me to death. That's what you can do.
Now, Simon, Andrea apologized many, many times to both of us. I know I accepted her apology, and you said you did too. It's not fair to punish her for something she already feels really, really bad about. Right, Andrea?
Right.
She just wasn't dealing with her emotions in a healthy way. But from now on, we're all going to talk to each other, stay open and honest, and really try to listen. Right, team?
Yeah,
I'm always open, baby.
Happy to listen, staying open, but also feeling dehydrated.
I've got beer.
You have? How?
Homebrew. Planted the malt moments after we oxygenated the horticulture biodome and have been brewing ever since. I just bottled an IPA so hoppy that it'll steal your shoes and knock your socks off.
Sounds pretty hoppy.
We can also talk about the things you're struggling with, Andrea.
Things? What things?
How about your relationship with your dad?
There's nothing to talk about. He's dead to me.
Literally.
But talking about him might help bring down some barriers. Make us feel more connected, more in tune with each other.
And if I thought there was something worth talking about, I would. But I don't, so I won't. Ben, that beer?
Coming right up. Simo, Kels?
No, thanks.
I'll stick with tea for now. Thanks, Ben.
Can I tempt you to another one of my special brownies?
Oh, I shouldn't.
The world has ended, girl. No one cares if your ass gets fat. Go on, have another brownie.
All right, then.
That's the spirit. Here you go.
Thanks. Why is it in a champagne bottle?
Whatever's handy, right? We drank a lot of the celebratory champagne when we were commiserating about Earth.
That's right. Seemed a fair bet there wouldn't be much to celebrate.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, that's hoppy.
Right? Let me just grab Kel's a brownie.
She's really loving those brownies.
All hail the refined carbohydrate, right? Besides, I'm keeping it mellow. Figured you'd like that.
How is a sugary treat keeping her mellow? Oh my God, there's pot in the brownies.
Shh. I'll never tell.
Ben.
I can stop, and then you can deal with the unbridled, unmedicated Kelsey remembering the horrible thing that you did to her.
Oh, God. Jesus. What a choice.
Come on, Andrea. Dance with this devil. He's got happy brownies.
Fine.
Did you want one?
No. Come on, let's go listen to Simon.
Right on.
What I don't think anyone appreciates is that Rosemary and I were... Well, you know, we were separated.
I remember.
And we were working through some problems, right? I mean, I know everybody lost... Well, everybody lost everybody. But Rosemary and I were having breakthroughs. I really thought we were making progress. And then for it all to be cut short...
Why don't we start at the beginning? Where did you two first meet?
It was at the Asia-Pacific Annual Yay Science Lecture Series in Beijing.
You were at the Yay Science Con in Beijing? That was rad.
Yes, it was rad. And it was where I met my one true love. She was leading a workshop on crystallography. She was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. Poised, elegant. I knew from the moment I saw her, the way she tossed her hair over her shoulder and said...
Oh, hello! Are you Dr. Blum? Blimey, what a cracking pleasure it is to meet you.
No, you're not doing this.
What?
That ridiculous accent, stop
huh?
it. Do you really have to mock her in death?
I'm not. That's how she sounded.
I knew your ex-wife.
Separated wife?
She had 3 PhDs, was an adjunct professor at 6 top schools, and her breakthroughs in ribosomal protein analysis put her on track to win a Nobel Prize.
Oh, I know. She wouldn't shut up about that.
If you can't flash back to her respectfully, then you can't flash back to her at all.
So I'm not allowed to talk about my wife.
You can talk about her, but if I hear any disrespectful or offensive crap coming from your mouth, I will step in and shut it down, okay?
I can't help but feel, and apologies if I'm clutching at straws here, that you've been pretty upset ever since I suggested we open up, share...
Nope, not true. Why would that upset me?
Andrea, why don't you tell me where you met your last partner?
I can't remember.
You were a student, weren't you? In his classroom.
Remy was not my last... No, that's not it.
So...
Well, I also met my last partner at Yay Science.
Ugh. Sounds fake.
If you're going to lie, Andrea, then it defeats the purpose of being open and honest.
I'm not lying. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Who was he?
He was an astrophysicist.
Can you flashback to it?
No.
Did he have a ridiculous accent?
Screw the lot of you. I didn't want to talk about my personal life in the first place. I'm going to finish my beer in my room. Watch a movie.
Ooh, what movie? Can I join?
No.
Oh, this is bullshit. She was my wife. If I want to give her an offensive accent, then I should be allowed to.
Nah, I mean, what is offensive? By definition, it requires someone to be offended. And who was offended by it?
Andrea?
Earth is over. Humanity is done. And so too are all the little string pulley bits of nonsense that we are so desperately hanging on to. All the little turnstiles of good human behaviour, of self-imposed fascism. We can let that go.
Do you mean like brushing your teeth?
No, hierarchy. Chain of command.
Is this about Andrea?
Is it? I didn't say it. Why? Does she remind you of fascism?
Sometimes.
Guys, be nice to her. She's dealing with trauma.
Yeah, we all are.
And sharing isn't her strong suit. Plus, she's got something seriously unresolved about her dad.
Oh, I suppose I could talk to her, share our trauma.
Maybe you're not the best person.
Why?
She seems very sensitive about it.
Ta-da! I'm a very sensitive person.
Maybe I'll chat to her first?
Oh, like girl talk?
Yeah, girl talk. And let's just, you know, try to make more of an effort to get along.
You know what, Kels? You are the best of humanity.
Thank you, Ben.
What's left of it anyway?
Yeah.
Brownie?
Ooh.
Who is it? What do you want?
Kelsey,
come in.
What are you watching?
A documentary, something about birds.
Interesting.
Hosted by Dr. Dane Quinlan.
He's great. He's the one who always talks about genitalia, right?
And females have a phallus.
Not always. Kylie, pause the video.
Video playback, pause.
It's an interesting choice. A nature documentary.
Why is that?
With the annihilation of Earth, surely all of those animals are dead?
Apparently the flat-faced squaw was doomed anyway.
Oh?
They were apparently really into incest.
But why a nature documentary?
It's not about the animals, really. It's more about Dr. Dane.
Ah!
I mean, he's the complete package. Early 40s, super intelligent, luscious hair with just a hint of silver at the temples, and he always finds a reason to go swimming each episode. And then he begins to peel off his wetsuit and...
Does he have a nice rig?
I mean, he must work out. They used to call him Dr. D online.
That's right! And create memes of him doing documentary commentary about him getting women's panties wet.
Yeah.
I get it. Silver Daddy? Absolutely. It is... interesting, though.
You know, I'm beginning to hate the way you say the word interesting.
All I mean is that you, well...
Come on.
Dr. Dane is a very handsome older man.
Older than me, not old.
Right. And we were talking about your relationship with that professor.
Remy, Professor Bernard.
Your former mentor.
I have a thing for intelligent men.
You have a thing for intellectuals who are...
handsome.
And older.
What are you getting at?
Andrea, have you ever considered that your taste in men might have something to do with your issues with your father?
What? No. Preposterous. Get out.
Open and honest, remember?
I do not try and fuck men who remind me of my father.
You have daddy issues.
Oh, God.
I just threw up in my mouth.
The question is, why? What happened with your father?
Nothing, really. I mean, we got along, sort of. We got along for Mum's benefit anyway.
Then what was the problem?
He wasn't supportive of my studies or my work.
Perhaps we could do a role play? I can be your father. That way you can tell him about the way he made you feel.
That's not gonna work.
Only 2 PhDs? That's not very impressive.
Kelsey.
Avionics is for dullards.
This isn't gonna...
Going to Mars? That's for stupid people.
Shut your mouth, you old bastard. Oh my God.
Andrea?
Dad, there you are. I didn't realise you were in your library.
Where else would I be?
Sure. I've got some news.
Oh, all right. What is it?
I've been offered a job at the Australian Space Agency, and I've accepted it. They've asked me to be commander and system engineer for a manned trip to Mars.
Have they?
It's a huge honour and a very big commitment, but when I think about the contribution I could make
Leaving
to...
Leaving soon?
No, it's going to be a couple of years,
well,
I think.
Well, it's all theoretical then, isn't it?
Excuse me?
I'm currently working with a team to launch a manned craft to land on Jupiter.
It's a gas planet. You can't land on it.
Therein lies the challenge. But of course, you wouldn't be familiar with one of those.
I'm going to Mars. I may never come back.
And I'm sure a lot of people are very impressed by that. Simpleton.
You haven't gone anywhere, you asshole. You died on Earth. You never went anywhere, you ancient, spiteful fuckface.
Andrea! Andrea!
What? What? Oh, my God.
Wow. You really seem to tap into something there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just got caught up.
It really shows the emotional power that your father has over you.
I never realised. I mean, I always knew what a bastard he was, but I didn't realise how much of an effect it had on me.
And you were open and you shared, and now you know.
I suppose.
You don't have to be so defensive all
I'm
the
not,
time.
I'm not,
Fight it, Andrea!
I'll try to be...
Yes?
More open.
And with the boys, too? Ben and Simon?
Oh, Jesus.
Simon, bless him, is a delicate soul at the best of times.
You got that right.
And these aren't the best of times. And Ben, well, he's a funny guy. But it could be just the four of us for a long time.
That's true.
And I really would like it if everyone got along.
Of course. I should talk to Simon.
He's not a bad person.
No.
He's just very irritating.
Yes.
I'll leave you to enjoy Dr. D.
Please don't phrase it like that.
Hug?
Okay.
We'll all get through this together.
Great.
Thanks.
Ben, are you in there?
What would you say if I said no?
Are you saying no?
I suppose not.
Can I come in?
Please do.
Door opening.
Hi, Andrea.
I hope I'm not disturbing anything important.
I am at your service.
Oh, good. Yes.
Was there something I can help you with?
Kelsey said I should be making more of an effort with you and Simon. Bonding, I guess.
Right.
So I thought I'd make an effort.
Of course. I'll tell Kelsey that you made an effort.
I haven't made the effort yet. I'm still making it.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
I want to like you, Ben. I really do. You always seem positive. Your work, when you do it, is good. But I have to admit, I find it hard to get to know you.
Stop. I'm blushing.
But then, I'm hard to get to know myself.
That's true. Why? We hardly know anything about each other. That's something we really have in common.
I had a bad relationship with my father.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
He never respected my work, and it seemed the more I tried to win his approval, the more disinclined he was to giving it.
Wow, that must have sucked.
Yes, it did, for the most part.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
It was nothing. Well, good night then.
Yes? I didn't have a father.
Everyone has a father.
I mean, I didn't know him.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
My mum never told me who he was. She said that the concept of a family was a state of mind, a fiction created to enable the enslavement of women.
Okay.
To be honest, I think she wasn't sure who my father was and was too proud to admit it.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Oh, I just thought in the spirit of everything Kelsey was saying.
I'm sure she'd be proud of us both.
Did you want to hang out? Watch a movie?
Another time, maybe. I need to talk to Simon before it gets too late.
Does anyone need to talk to Simon?
Then. Never go to bed angry. That's what my mum used to say.
Mine too. Mainly so she could stay up and fight.
Good night, Ben.
See you in the morning, Andrea.
Are you there, Simon?
Yes.
What are you up to?
Does it matter?
Can I come in?
Why?
I want to talk to you. Simon?
Fine.
Door opening.
What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to apologize to you.
What for this time?
Would it be okay if you took the pillow off your head? I've been really hard on you over the last couple of days.
You have.
And I wanted you to know that I'm going to make more of an effort, you know?
Do I have to make more of an effort?
I mean, no, you don't have to.
Good.
But if you want to talk about Rosemary, I'm happy to listen. All the stuff that Kelsey was talking about, I'm here for that too, if you want to.
Like role-playing?
Maybe, sure.
Can you do a Cockney accent?
Please don't make me do that.
Okay, that's fair. I really did love her, you know, and I'm super sad she's gone.
She must have loved you too. I mean, she married you, right?
Yes, she did. Oh God, I miss her.
Oh, I know, mate. Come here. Oh, get it out, mate.
You built another shrine?
Yes, for my father. I'm still angry with him, but there's no point in hanging on to it, is there? We can't fix anything. I can't talk to him about it. I was seeing someone at the Beijing Yay Science Lecture Series.
Oh, of course, yes.
That wasn't a lie.
Did you?
And that wasn't a cue to talk about it either.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm still a bit...
It's okay. You are a well-guarded fortress. I can't get past all the defenses at once.
Yeah, and you are a Zen garden.
Thank you! And Simon just kind of marches up to you and informs you that you're in his house.
And Ben, well, he invites you inside, but it turns out he's living in the crawl space.
Wow, that makes sense.
Can I be honest with you, Kelsey?
Of course. About anything.
I do find a lot of what you say to be a crock of shit.
Oh, okay.
You were right about this, so thank you.
You're welcome. And for what it's worth, I think your dad would have been proud of you.
Perhaps.
I'm proud of you, Andrea.
No.
I think...
No.
Okay.
Let's get indoors. Kylie, open airlock one, please.
Opening airlock one.
Thanks, Kylie.
You are welcome, Dr. Shepherd.
Is there something wrong with her voice?
Kylie, are you all right?
All systems appear nominal.
Kylie, why do you sound Cockney?
Dr. Blum has made alterations to my linguistic functions.
Oh, dear.
Simon! Simon! We need to have another chat. Simon!
Humanity's Last Hope featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Andrea,
Matt Graham as Ben,
Rhiannon Marshall as Kelsey,
Kieran Davey as Simon,
with Miranda Selwood as Kylie.
Additional voices by
Catherine Thorncombe,
David Moss,
and
Ethan Dean.
Words by Kieran Davey. Music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hello again, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. I hope you re-enjoyed the re-release of Episode 2 of Humanity's Last Hope. I'd like to think that the podcast has come a long way, not just in the equipment, but in the quality of writing and direction. Speaking of quality writing, we're on to this episode's cross-promotion! Hooked is an RPG inspiration podcast. If you play role-playing games, Dad, I'm talking about things like Dungeons & Dragons, then Hooked is a great way to level up your sessions. Come to the Fantasy Tavern Buffet of RPG inspiration that is Hooked, and turn your fetch quest into a legendary epic. You can find the link where all good links are found, in the episode description. While you are there, why not check out the links for The Penny Peep Show? There are lots of ways to reach out and let us know what you thought of this episode and what you'd like to see next on the podcast. I am a humble servant to other people's strong opinions. We'll be back in a week's time, and thanks again for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.